Architecture work doesn't fit neatly into 8-hour blocks. You sketch a concept before breakfast, spend 3 hours in a site meeting, revise drawings after lunch, and field 5 client emails before dinner. By the end of the week, you've logged maybe 60 hours of actual work, but your timesheet shows 42, because you forgot to track the site visit, the sketch session, and the time spent coordinating with the structural engineer. That's not laziness. It's the nature of creative, nonlinear work happening across studios, job sites, and client offices. And it's costing you money. When architects don't capture billable hours accurately, projects bleed profit. Scope creep gets normalized. Clients question invoices. And firms start underpricing future work because they genuinely don't know how long things actually take. Productivity tracking solves this. Not by micromanaging your day, but by capturing the fragmented, phase-based reality of architectural work, whether that's schematic design, construction documentation, site coordination, or the endless rounds of client revisions. This guide walks through why architects struggle with time tracking, what actually needs to be captured, and how productivity tracking software makes billing for every sketch, site visit, and iteration finally possible. Why architects lose billable hours, and why it matters. The biggest problem with time tracking in architecture isn't that people forget to start a timer. It's that architecture work doesn't happen in a way that makes tracking intuitive. You're sketching on trace paper for 20 minutes, then jumping into a coordination call, then tweaking a detail in Revit, then answering an RFI. None of those tasks feel significant enough to warrant stopping, logging, and restarting a timer. So they don't get tracked. Over the course of a project, those 20-minute fragments add up to dozens of unbilled hours. And because you didn't track them, you can't bill them. Even worse, you start to internalize the idea that the work took less time than it actually did, which means your next proposal underestimates effort, underprices the work, and sets you up for the same profit squeeze all over again. The other major issue is site work and field coordination. If you're spending half your week on job sites, conducting inspections, meeting with contractors, or resolving construction issues, those hours are billable, but only if you can prove you were there, for how long, and what you were doing. Relying on memory or rough estimates doesn't hold up when a client challenges an invoice 3 months later. This is where productivity tracking becomes essential. It's not about surveillance. It's about creating an accurate, defensible record of the work that actually happened, so you can bill for it confidently and use the data to price future projects correctly. What actually needs to be tracked in architectural work? Architecture projects move through distinct phases, and each phase has a different mix of billable and non-billable work. A good productivity tracking system needs to handle that complexity without requiring a PhD to operate. Design phases, schematic, design development, construction docs. Most architectural work is priced and tracked by phase, schematic design, design development, construction documentation, bidding, and construction administration. Each phase has different deliverables, different effort levels, and different billing structures. Your tracking system should let you log time at the phase level, not just project X. This matters because scope creep doesn't announce itself. It shows up as a client asking for just a few tweaks during CDs that actually require reworking half the structural drawings. If you're tracking time by phase, you can see when one phase is eating into the budget for another and address it before the project goes underwater. Site visits and field coordination. Site time is billable, but it's also the hardest to track accurately if your system requires sitting at a desk. Architects need mobile time tracking that works on job sites, preferably with GPS verification to document when and where site visits happened. This is especially important for construction administration, where billing disputes often center on how many site visits were conducted and how long they took. Field force tracking becomes critical here. If you're managing a distributed team, junior architects doing site inspections, project managers coordinating across multiple job sites, you need visibility into who was where, for how long, and what they were working on. A field force productivity tracking app in India or elsewhere should handle offline tracking, geolocation tagging, and seamless sync when connectivity returns. Revisions, coordination, and client communication. The unglamorous middle of every architecture project is coordination, responding to RFIs, reviewing consultant drawings, attending client meetings, and making the 17 small changes that somehow take 3 hours. None of this feels billable in the moment, but it absolutely is if you track it. The best productivity tracking software for architects makes it easy to log these smaller, fragmented tasks without feeling like you're spending more time on admin than actual work. Quick mobile entries, one-click timers, and the ability to log time retroactively at the end of the day all reduce friction. Why spreadsheets and manual logs don't work? Most small architecture firms start with spreadsheets or paper timesheets. It's free, it's simple, and it works until it doesn't. The problem with manual productivity tracking is that it depends entirely on memory and discipline, both of which fail under the pressure of actual project deadlines. You finish a long day, sit down to log your hours, and realize you have no idea how much time you spent on the site visit versus the coordination call versus the client revisions. So you guess. And because you're tired and don't want to overcharge, you round down. That rounding costs you hundreds of billable hours annually. Manual tracking also makes it nearly impossible to generate reliable reports. If you want to know how long schematic design actually took on your last 5 residential projects, you're stuck aggregating data from 5 different spreadsheets, hoping the categories match, and praying nobody forgot to log a week. Productivity tracking software eliminates that guesswork by generating reports automatically, filtered by project, phase, client, or team member. How productivity tracking software fixes the billing problem? The right productivity tracking software does 3 things well: it captures time accurately without adding friction, it organizes that time in a way that reflects how architecture work actually happens, and it turns tracked hours into invoices or reports that clients can't reasonably dispute. Mobile and offline tracking for site work. Architects spend significant time away from their desks. If your productivity tracking system only works on a desktop, you'll lose every hour spent on site, in client meetings, or traveling between locations. Mobile apps with offline tracking and GPS tagging solve this. You start a timer when you arrive at the job site, the app logs your location automatically, and the data syncs when you're back online. For firms managing field teams, especially in markets like India where connectivity can be inconsistent, GPS tracking for field workers ensures accurate records even when team members are working in remote or under construction locations. This supports both billing accuracy and workload visibility. Phase-based and task-level tracking. Generic time trackers ask you to log hours against tasks. Architectural work doesn't fit that model. You need to track by project phase, schematic design, design development, CDs, and optionally by task within those phases, client presentation, structural coordination, detail revisions. This structure makes it possible to see where your time is actually going and whether specific phases are consistently over or under budget. When you can compare estimated hours to actual tracked hours at the phase level, you gain the data you need to price future projects more accurately and push back on scope creep with evidence rather than gut feeling. Billable versus non-billable classification. Not all architecture work is billable. Internal meetings, proposals, business development, professional development, all of those are essential, but they don't go on a client invoice. A good productivity tracking system lets you tag time as billable or non-billable at the point of entry, so your reports show a clear breakdown. This is critical when you're trying to understand why a project took 80 hours but only 60 were billable. How EMP Monitor supports architects and field teams. EMP Monitor is a workforce management platform designed to give businesses real-time visibility into distributed teams, whether they're working remotely from home or operating in the field across multiple locations. Live location tracking, Get real-time GPS updates on field employees' locations and movements, ensuring accountability and enabling better route optimization. Distance tracking, monitor how much ground your team covers daily with high accuracy, helping you assess travel efficiency and optimize territory management. Advanced geofencing, set virtual boundaries around client sites, offices, or designated work zones. Receive instant alerts when employees enter or exit these areas, ensuring compliance with scheduled visits. Attendance management, automate attendance tracking with geo-verified check-ins, eliminating manual timesheets and ensuring employees are clocking in from authorized locations. Task management, assign tasks to field executives and monitor real-time progress remotely, with status updates, task completion verification, and timeline tracking. Geo-verified client visits, confirm that client visits actually happened with GPS-verified check-ins, providing proof of service and eliminating fraudulent reporting. Performance reports, access detailed analytics on field operations, employee productivity, travel patterns, and task completion rates through visual dashboards that support data-driven decisions. Centralized dashboard, manage your entire field force from one unified interface, with complete visibility into attendance, location, tasks, and performance metrics in real time. Conclusion. Architecture is one of the few professions where people routinely work 60-hour weeks but only bill for 40. Not because the work isn't billable, it is, but because the systems most firms use to track time weren't built for the way architects actually work. Spreadsheets depend on memory. Manual logs get filled out at the end of the week when details are fuzzy. And nothing accounts for the site visits, coordination calls, and revision rounds that make up half the effort on any real project. Productivity tracking software solves this by removing the friction from logging hours and making time data accurate enough to bill confidently. When productivity tracking works on mobile, handles offline use, supports phase-based organization, and generates reports that feed into invoices, it stops being an admin burden and starts being a tool that protects your margins. The firms that implement structured time and productivity tracking aren't just billing more accurately, they're pricing future work better, managing capacity smarter, and building businesses that actually make money on the projects they deliver. That's not micromanagement. That's just running a sustainable practice. Frequently asked questions. How do I track time for quick tasks like sketching or client emails? Use a productivity tracking tool with quick entry options, one-click timers you can start and stop in seconds, or manual entry at the end of the day where you can log multiple short tasks in a batch. The key is making the friction low enough that you actually do it. Some architects also use time blocking logging in 15 or 30 minute chunks to capture fragmented work without overthinking every minute. What if my team forgets to track time on site visits? This is exactly why mobile tracking with GPS verification matters. A field force productivity tracking app that works offline and auto tags locations removes the need for perfect discipline. The app logs the visit automatically when the team member arrives on site, even if they forget to manually start a timer. When connectivity returns, the data syncs and the visit is documented with time and location proof. Can I track time retroactively if I forget during the week? Yes, most productivity tracking software allows manual entry or editing of past time logs. That said, retroactive tracking is less accurate than real-time logging, so it should be the backup plan, not the primary method. If you find yourself relying on it constantly, your productivity tracking system is probably too complex or too friction heavy. How does productivity tracking help with scope creep? Tracking time by project phase lets you see when one phase is consuming more hours than budgeted, often because the client has expanded scope without formal change orders. When you have data showing that design development is already at 110% of estimated hours, you can have a factual conversation with the client about scope adjustments before the project goes completely off budget. Without productivity tracking, scope creep is invisible until the invoice gets questioned.